the Gotham docks at night. A dark and dangerous place. Hiding in the shadows is a teenage girl, Barbara Wilson. Tonight, she's wearing a costume designed to strike fear into the hearts of criminals. Tonight, she's Batgirl, an avenging creature of the night.
Smugglers are coming. Breathe. I have to control my fear. Batgirl must be strong and always under control. There's no room for mistakes here. My partners are counting on me. I hate the waiting. Too much time to think.
A ship docks at the wharf. Smugglers carry crates off the boat.
There they are. It's time for action.
Batgirl sprints toward the ship, determined to be first into the fight. But she's too late. Batman is already on the scene.
Drop the crates and stand back with your hands on your heads.
Batman, watch me drill 'em, boys.
The smuggler drops his crate and pulls out a pistol. Batgirl reaches for her batarang. But Batman beats her to the punch. His batarang knocks away the smuggler's gun.
I hate guns.
Robin, Batman's sidekick, swings into the action. The three cape crime fighters let loose with fists, feet, and fury.
Welcome to Gotham City.
Thanks for the hospitality, girlie.
Suddenly, Batgirl is surrounded by four smugglers, each armed with a club. Robin leaps to the rescue.
Need some help, Batgirl?
No, there's only four of them. I can...
Hey, no need to get greedy. Two for each of us.
The smugglers attack. Batgirl kicks one.
Yeah!
And knocks out another with a batarang to the back of the neck. While Robin mops the deck with the other two.
Arr, me mateys! Methinks the booty be ours.
And these four swabs never even walked the plank.
Batman appears.
This is not a game.
Batman turns to Police Commissioner Gordon.
Good work, Batman. You too, son.
Thanks, Commish.
What am I? Invisible? The team mascot?
What were they smuggling, Batman? Those look like vegetables in that crate.
The crate has a false bottom.
Ah. What is that under the vegetables? Dozens of computer chips.
An extremely unusual design.
What are they designed to do?
Until I find out, Commissioner, they're nothing but mystery chips.
In the Batcave, beneath Wayne Manor, Batman performs experiments on the mysterious computer chips using his state-of-the-art crime lab. Robin and Batgirl watch. Batgirl thinks of the computer studies major she's going to begin in the fall.
Computers are so cool.
Interesting.
Batman connects one of the mysterious chips to an amplifier and speakers.
Yow! What was that?
These chips are capable of producing elf waves.
Elf waves? For midget surfers?
ELF. It stands for Extremely Low Frequency Waves.
I felt something, but didn't really hear anything.
Elf waves resonate far too low for the range of human hearing. Low enough, in fact, to be harmful to the human brain.
On the other side of town, tucked into one of Gotham City's darkest corners, is the Dark Side of the Moon, an abandoned nightclub that is now the hideout of Gotham City's newest and most sinister crime boss, Black Mask.
Commissioner Gordon dared to stop my shipment of computer chips. He'll pay. His whole city will pay.
Black Mask inspects the bizarre masks that will hide the identity of his followers. Each mask is carved into a different, horrific shape. Hawk, dragon, demon.
Bring in the new recruits. It's time for their initiation into the False Face Society of Gotham.
A group of fiendish thugs line up in front of Black Mask. He stares down at them, his own face hidden behind an evil-looking mask of polished ebony.
You are about to experience the power of the mask. Know that the mask destroys one identity while creating another. Know that the mask reshapes and remakes its wearer. Don the masks. Become the power they behold. Become new entities.
The criminals put on their masks, some eager, some hesitant. Black Mask places one gloved finger to his temple.
And now, feel the power of the mask.
Pressing a secret button on his own mask, Black Mask watches as his new recruits clutch their heads and then stand to attention, docile and waiting.
You will now do my every bidding.
The next night, following a tip from Commissioner Gordon, Batman, Robin, and Batgirl visit a small electronics factory in South Gotham.
This is where the shipment of mystery chips was heading.
They split up. Batman heading for the roof. Robin for a side door. Batgirl sneaks up to a window and cuts its alarm wires. She peers inside the dark factory. She can see Batman's silhouette in the center of the room, having slid down a bat line from the skylight. Nothing else moves. He motions for her and Robin to enter.
Now, as silently as possible.
She opens the window.
I cut the alarm system. Maybe a backup motion sensor.
She joins Batman and Robin in the factory.
Sorry, guys. Must have been a second alarm.
The lights suddenly turn on. Batman, Robin, and Batgirl see that they're surrounded by Black Mask's gang, the False Facers, all wearing freakish masks and carrying guns. Batgirl dives for cover into a jumble of boxes.
This is all my fault. I better make up for it. There. Three of them. A smoke capsule should do the trick.
Where'd she go? I can't see her.
She disarms the three blinded thugs.
Uh-oh, the smoke's clearing.
Ah, there she is. Get her!
Never fear, the boy wonder is here.
After the last thug hits the ground, Batgirl glares at Robin.
What did you do that for? I didn't need any help, and I didn't ask for any help.
Easy, girl.
I can finish my own fights. And don't call me girl.
Drop it, both of you.
But Batman, you don't know what
Now, you never go head-on against guns.
But I...
Never.
Batman inspects one of the False Facer's masks. He pulls out a mystery chip.
Just like the other chips.
In the Batcave crime lab, Batman and Robin analyze the masks they took from the False Facers. Barbara watches from a distance.
What am I doing here? They don't need my help. They don't even want my help.
E-D-O-M. Perhaps even R-H-I-C.
E-D-O-M? What does that mean?
You know, I'm starting to feel like an intruder in the exclusive boys club of the Batcave. If I don't have anything to do, then I...
Then perhaps you should focus your energies outside this cave. And since you plan to start your computer major in the fall, I can arrange for you to intern at Wayne Tech this summer.
Batman looks at her with cold eyes.
Yeah. Perhaps I should leave this cave.
She drops her Batgirl mask on the floor, then marches out of the Batcave. Barbara finds Alfred the butler upstairs in Wayne Manor.
Alfred, I think we have to talk.
Oh, certainly, Barbara. Is anything the matter, dear?
Yeah. I just quit the Bat team.
But Barbara, you've already made a splendid beginning as Batgirl.
Sorry, Alfred. I really appreciate that you're helping me start a new life here in Gotham City. It's just that maybe I should start getting on with that new life.
She kisses Alfred, then heads to her room.
Oh, dear.
In her room, Barbara lies on her bed, wrestling with her decision.
Did I do the right thing? If I'm not Batgirl, then who am I? It's too late now. I've quit. I'm just a normal human being with normal troubles and no secret identity.
Hey, Barbara, it's Dick. Truce?
Sure. Sorry I yelled at you back in the factory.
Nah, it's nothing. Hey, I know exactly what you're going through. I went through it myself. Still am. You know, I can try to help you avoid the mistakes I made. Help you become a member of the team.
Hold it, Dick. Who said I wanted to be a part of your precious team? Putting that mask on was a whim, not a career move. Go back to your clammy little cave and forget about Batgirl. I'm Barbara Wilson again, and I could use some rest.
Later that night, in the Wayne Library, billionaire Bruce Wayne pores over books on electronics. Alfred enters with a tray of sandwiches.
How is she taking it, Alfred?
Entirely too calmly, sir, for my liking.
She'll come around. She's already had a taste of the night, and she took to it like a shadow born.
Then why put her through this game, sir?
It's not a game, Alfred. It's deadly serious. I need partners, not children.
Well, you are a father figure to them, sir.
As Bruce Wayne, yes. But Batman is a dark force which brooks nothing in its path. There are only two choices for Dick and Barbara. They either ride the same whirlwind, or they get blown aside.
A few days later, Barbara rides her motorcycle to the Wayne Tech Company to begin her summer internship. Barbara's new boss is the brilliant scientist Roman Sionis, head of Wayne Tech's new CompuLink program.
The power of a computer is incredible, Ms. Wilson, making its creators look like idiots as it performs enough calculations per second to daunt 1,000 human brains. That is the paradox which Wayne Tech's CompuLink program is trying to solve.
To design a computer that functions like a human brain?
Precisely. The computer is a brilliant idiot that can run rings around us in many ways. But how do we make it even smarter?
Barbara gestures to the powerful computers lining the room.
By linking these computers in parallel?
Very good, Ms. Wilson. Normal computer processing functions in a serial manner, in a line, as it were, to perform calculations from one step to the next. I'm hoping to make these computers all work together at the same time, in parallel, to create a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts.
So that it works like a human brain.
Indeed. But without the human brain's capacity for independent thought, we want decision-making, but not to the point of disobedience. Whatever we do, we must ensure that these computers are enslaved to a master controller, to the human operator's commands. Now, shall we begin?
Over the next few days, while Barbara continues her work at Wayne Tech, Gotham City suffers an all-out crime wave by the Black Mask Gang. Batman and Robin manage to foil many of the crimes, capturing more of the false facers. But the two heroes can't be everywhere at once.
Criminals are flooding into Gotham City from other cities just to join up. It's like fighting the mythical many-headed Hydra.
Batman senses a pattern in the crimes.
Black Mask is stealing high-tech electronic equipment, generators, transmitters. He's collecting things. He's planning something big.
Bigger than this mega-scale crime wave?
Yes, a lot bigger.
In the Batcave, Batman tries putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
Commissioner Gordon told us the false facer prisoners can't even remember their names.
Even when they aren't wearing their masks. Weird.
EDOM and RHIC. That's it.
Hey, you mentioned them before.
EDOM stands for Electronic Dissolution of Memory, a process that can erase a person's memory. And RHIC stands for Radiohypnotic Intracerebral Control, radio waves that take control of a person's brain functions.
So the False Facers are nothing but remote control robots?
Yes. And Black Mask controls them with the mystery chips in their masks.
Ugh. If we only knew who Black Mask is!
Meanwhile, at Wayne Tech, Barbara has begun to notice that Roman Sionis is beginning to act a little strange.
You know, Barbara, I really envy computers. They have no fears, no worries or obsessions, no emotions at all. Wouldn't it be wonderful to get rid of our messy feelings?
Not for me, Roman. You've just named all the things that make me human.
But just think of it, Barbara. To be free of it all. To reach into the brain's slate and wipe it clean. Reprogram our minds from the neurons up.
But you said it yourself, Roman. The brain is not a machine.
But it could be. A miraculous machine of unlimited potential. And if enough of these miraculous machines were linked together, every brain in Gotham City, think of what a master controller might do. And with the right kind of radionics and delivery system, it could actually be done, Barbara. A signal of the proper frequency transmitted into... Sorry. Nothing but pipe dreams, of course.
I think I just saw a mask slip.
Later that night at Wayne Manor, Barbara has a cup of cocoa with Alfred, who has worries of his own.
Masters Bruce and Dick are pushing themselves too hard.
How so?
Black Mask and his army of false facers. Master Bruce calls them puppets, all controlled by Black Mask with the mysterious computer chips in their masks.
Barbara is suddenly wide awake.
Tell me everything you know, Alfred.
Alfred does, explaining what EDOM and RHIC are, and the odd high-tech targets of Black Mask's crimes.
So you see, dear, Masters Bruce and Dick could use some assistance, and I thought you might consider rejoining.
Excuse me, Alfred, but, I'm kind of tired. Good night.
She didn't even touch her cocoa.
The next morning, Barbara rides her motorcycle to Wayne Tech.
Black Mask using computer chips to control his robot army. Roman Sionis wanting to turn human brains into computers. There has to be a connection between them. I have to find that connection.
That night, Barbara works late at Wayne Tech. Every time Sionis takes a break,
it's time to snoop. There has to be... interesting. Wait, what's this? A list of equipment Roman had Wayne Tech purchase. But I've never seen any of this stuff. Gotcha.
She races back to Wayne Manor, finding Bruce working late in his study.
Bruce, I think I know the identity of Black Mask. I think Black Mask is my boss and your employee, Roman Sionis.
That's an extremely serious charge. Can you back it up with evidence?
Yes. Look, he's been buying transmitting and receiving gear, all missing. He lied about his university degrees. I called and checked. Plus, I've caught him saying stuff about a master controller.
Leave your cycle in the garage tomorrow. I'll drive you to work.
Barbara is ecstatic. She'd done it. She'd actually convinced Bruce.
You're going to confront Roman and...
I'm still less than convinced by your evidence. If you're right, lives could be saved. But if you're wrong, Roman's life could be ruined.
Pumped with pride, Barbara heads for her room, convinced that she's right.
I nailed it. I cracked a mystery that stumped the Dark Knight detective himself.
The next day, Barbara listens in as Bruce Wayne confronts Roman Sionis.
Why, yes, I did buy that equipment, Mr. Wayne.
Then why is the equipment missing?
I took it all home to work on a new project. Have a look, Mr. Wayne. This system would transmit information through radio waves. It would eliminate the need for modems and phone lines. If I can make this system work, the amount of money it would make for your company...
would be enormous. I'm impressed. You'll receive a huge bonus if it works. Now, the fact that you lied about your college degrees...
You found out. I'm sorry, Mr. Wayne. I never wanted to deceive you. I don't have any degrees. I couldn't afford to go to the university. I learned everything I know from the public library. But I think I've proven that my knowledge is enough to...
More than enough. Keep up the good work.
Bruce leaves. Barbara catches up to him in the hall.
He's just acting. Can't you see that?
What I see is that you're not doing so well outside the cave either.
Later, Alfred gives Barbara a ride home in the Wayne limo.
Master Bruce demands a lot from his wards and partners.
What if I remained his ward, but not his partner?
His demands would be fewer, but no less strict.
And if I were still his partner?
You must demonstrate independence, but without being reckless and without ever questioning his authority.
Kind of a fine line, isn't it? If you're in the hero business?
You must stop thinking of yourself as a mere sidekick, Barbara. But you must also stop thinking of yourself as an invincible one-woman army. Always know when to call the cavalry.
Cavalry, Never bother the general when a scout will do. Thanks, Alfred. Hey, Dick. Mind if I interrupt your homework?
No problem.
Where's Bruce?
Off following a hot lead tonight. He thinks this whole black mask thing is big. Really big. And he couldn't risk anything happening to me.
Listen, Dick. I think I know who Black Mask is. But I need proof. Wanna help me take some initiative?
Any recklessness involved?
We could probably work some in.
But not too much.
No, not too much. Never again.
Race you to the cave.
In the Batcave, Barbara and Dick suit up, soon becoming Batgirl and Robin.
Looking sharp, except for one key item.
I know. My mask.
She finds her mask still on the floor, where she dropped it 2 weeks ago.
Batman's orders. He said no one had the right to pick it up, except you.
He knew I'd be back all along. Come on! Time for some initiative.
Batgirl on her Batblade motorcycle and Robin on his Redbird tear across Gotham City.
I know where Sionis sent the electronics equipment he stole. It's an abandoned club called Dark Side of the Moon.
Then I say, let's crash the party.
Having parked their bikes, Batgirl and Robin sneak through the pitch-black dark side of the moon.
We should have brought our night vision lenses.
Now you mention it. Well, I think we can stop whispering. There's nobody here but us.
They soon find piles of electronic components, along with dozens of masks.
Proof at last. And look, a telephone.
This isn't the time to order a pizza.
Batgirl hits redial. The phone dials the last number called. She hands the phone to Robin.
Pretend you're a black mask goon.
Red Arrow Radionics, this is shipping.
Right. Red Arrow, I'm calling for Black Mask.
Hey, look, I told you, the shipment's on its way. The driver's on Route 80. She'll be hitting Gotham in about 20 minutes. Hey, who is this anyway?
That's it!
I'll bet this shipment is the hot lead Batman is following tonight. He might need our help. We'd better hurry.
On Route 80, Batman races after a truck labeled Red Arrow Radionics.
The driver spotted me. He's trying to get away.
Suddenly, Batgirl and Robin's motorcycles appear in the truck's path, zooming straight toward it. The driver swerves and crashes. Batman, Robin, and Batgirl soon converge on the overturned truck and the unconscious driver. The truck is filled with mind-controlled computer chips.
You did well, both of you. You demonstrated teamwork and initiative.
Partners?
Batgirl holds out a gloved fist. Robin holds his fist next to hers. Batman hesitates, then joins his fist with theirs.
Partners.
Suddenly, the bat signal lights up the sky. Batman, Robin, and Batgirl join Commissioner Gordon on a rooftop.
Black Mask wants $50 million by midnight, or else he'll unleash an extremely low-frequency wave that'll blanket Gotham City.
His big plan, massive mind control.
How he hopes to make everyone in Gotham City wear one of his masks, I don't
have. He won't have to, Commissioner. Not after he combines his new transmission system with his parallel computer processing setup. Black Mask is going to transmit elf waves into every home, enslave the citizens of Gotham City, then become their master controller.
How could he transmit elf waves into every...
The transmitting tower atop the Wyvern building. From there, he can reach everyone with a radio, television, computer, or phone in Gotham City.
So unless I can get City Hall to agree to his ransom demand by midnight...
I think he'll do it even if you pay. He's got nothing to lose, and a whole city of slaves to gain.
Well then, what can we do?
We can stop him, and we will.
Meanwhile, Black Mask and his thugs blast their way into the Wyvern Building lobby. They quickly overpower the guards.
The building is ours. Take out the passenger elevators!
Black Mask orders his technicians, all wearing eight masks, to wheel his mind control equipment into the freight elevator.
I want 10 men in the control room with me and the ape techs. I want 3 men stationed in every stairwell. The rest of you, stay here and hold the lobby.
He strides into the freight elevator.
Going up to the top.
Black Mask is already inside the Wyvern building. No time to plan. We simply move. We hit them hard and fast, and don't let up until they're all down.
Batman fires a missile from the Batmobile, shattering the lobby window. He drives straight in, followed by Batgirl and Robin. On the top floor of the Wyvern building, Black Mask tells his ape techs to begin connecting his mind control gear to the transmitting tower.
And jam that freight elevator. Make sure it stays on this floor. Hundreds of billions of dollars will soon be mine. Once I have Gotham City under my thumb.
In the lobby, Batman knocks out the last of Black Mask's thugs.
The passenger elevators are blown. I'm going up the freight elevator shaft. You two try the stairwell, but the minute it becomes too dangerous, back off.
Batman disappears up the elevator shaft, while Batgirl and Robin head for the stairs.
First, turn off the lights in the stairs. Then switch on night vision lenses.
First advantage? Ours.
Think I'll start with a few flash bombs.
Batgirl and Robin charge up the stairs, knocking down the thugs before they know what hit them.
Go, go, go!
They make it halfway to the top before they're pinned down by gunfire.
Remember how we're supposed to back off if it became too dangerous?
Over my reckless body.
Batgirl whips out a sonic batarang.
This should slice and dice their eardrums into submission.
She hurls the sonic batarang up the stairs. The thugs fall to the ground, clutching their throbbing ears.
All clear. Hurry!
On the top floor, one of the Apetex hears something in the elevator shaft.
Someone's looking for an elevator.
I think I'll send him one.
Black Mask grabs an axe and chops the cables holding up the elevator. In the elevator shaft, Batman climbs up a bat line, hand over hand. Suddenly, he sees an elevator car hurtling down toward him. Without a second thought, Batman loads a missile into his grapnel launcher and fires upward. Batman hugs the shaft wall as the pieces of the elevator rain down past him.
Who is in that shaft?
Connection is complete, Black Mask. Access to everyone in Gotham City is now possible.
Are you sure it's ready?
Yeah, boss.
Good. All right, citizens of Gotham City. As you're listening to the radio, watching TV, surfing the internet, a new era in broadcasting is about to begin.
Black Mask reaches for the master switch. Batgirl and Robin burst in from the stairs. Batgirl throws a batarang, knocking Black Mask's hand away from the switch. Batman bursts in from the elevator shaft. Black Mask bolts out a door, running onto the roof. While Batgirl and Robin destroy Black Mask's equipment, Batman chases after the fleeing villain. Lit by police helicopter floodlights, Black Mask scrambles up the massive Wyvern antenna, trying to escape Batman.
Ugh! I was so close! It's not fair!
Batgirl and Robin race onto the roof in time to see Black Mask lose his grip and fall, hurtling towards the street below.
Robin! Anchor me!
Robin grabs her hand and digs in his heels while Batgirl fires a bat line, catching Black Mask, then hauling him back onto the roof. He swings at Batgirl. She blocks his fist, then punches back, smashing his mask, revealing the face of Roman Sionis. Batgirl lets him fall to the ground, unconscious.
Mr. Sionis, I tender my resignation, but I know you can't hear me. And I suspect you're already fired.
Effective immediately, but your job is safe, Batgirl, for as long as you want it.
Thanks, Batman. It's good to be back.